Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. ConocoPhillips announced today it made three new oil discoveries on the western North Slope. Conoco did not release many details about the discoveries, including how much oil was found. But in a press release, the company called the results of this winter's drilling season, quote, promising. Conoco drilled a total of six wells this winter, one of the most extensive exploration efforts in years. Drillers encountered oil at all six sites. Many were drilled on federal land in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Besides the three new discoveries, Conoco spokeswoman Natalie Lohman says other wells increased to the company's confidence in last year's Willow oil discovery. Conoco estimates Willow could produce up to 100,000 barrels of oil per day, roughly a fifth of the amount currently moving through the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Based on the results of this year's drilling season, Lohman says the company plans another active drilling season in 2019. A snow machiner was killed in an avalanche near Summit Lake over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers say 31-year-old Clayton Kygaluk of Nuiqsut was reported overdue late Friday night. They say searchers found his body Saturday morning trapped beneath the snow machine at the base of an avalanche. The accident occurred near the venue for the annual Arctic Man event, which draws thousands to the Hoodoo Mountains off the Richardson Highway. Funding for Alaska's schools is one of the largest remaining issues for the state legislature this year. The Senate and House majorities' plans vary greatly on just how to do it. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Both chambers passed bills focused on public education Saturday. The House bill would increase state aid to school districts by $100 per student into the future. Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez voted for the increase. He says the funds would head off larger class sizes.
It's very real and very impactful when you start talking about raising class sizes that reduce the opportunity for that individual connection to take place.
Districts across the state say teachers and other staff will be cut without the funding. Anchorage schools would lay off 100, Kodiak 16, Kenai Peninsula Borough 11. Bethel Democratic Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says the $100 increase would help make long-term school funding more stable.
I firmly believe that the boom and bust economy of Alaska should not translate into a boom and bust education system for our youth.
But House Minority Republicans opposed the added school funding. Anchorage Republican Jennifer Johnston says financial pressure encourages school districts to change.
I know it's a fine line between how much money you have and how much you can transform, but I do know you can't have transformation with a lot of money. We never do, never will.
The school spending plan included in the Senate bill is different. That bill would provide a one-time infusion of $30 million in 2020 only, while the House would add slightly more than $25 million every year beginning in the coming school year. But the Senate would only add the money if the legislature passes and Governor Bill Walker signs a law to draw from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki notes the bill would also assure that the school budget for 2020 would be funded ahead of time.
This is about forward funding education, early funding this year, and forward funding education in the future, which will relieve an enormous amount of stress on our districts, on our teachers.
The fate of school funding could become tied to how the two chambers resolve their differences over the overall state budget. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
The Alaska House has passed legislation restricting access to records showing past convictions for simple marijuana possession. The measure is sponsored by Democratic Representative Harriet Drummond. She says Alaskans should not be passed up for jobs or promotions for possessing something that is now legal. Alaska voters in 2014 approved recreational use of marijuana by those ages 21 and older. The bill pertains to convictions for possession of less than 1 ounce of marijuana committed when an individual was at least 21 years old. Defendants would have had to have had any other criminal charges dismissed or been acquitted for them to qualify. The court system could not publish on its publicly available website convictions meeting those requirements. Convictions aren't erased, but public access would be restricted. The Senate gets the bill next. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.